She stayed as a driver until 2010, when she applied for and was selected as the Director of Transportation, and has stayed in that position ever since. Kathy attempted to retire a couple years ago, but I was able to convince her to stay. I couldn't do it this time, unfortunately. Kathy has become a certified bus driving instructor in 2007, which was essential for our district as she trained many of our drivers throughout the years. Kathy was given the Certificate of Appreciation Award in 2010 from the California Highway Patrol. Kathy also, I didn't know this, Kathy also moonlighted as an instructor for the Wheatland Driving Academy for 10 years, where she taught many of the students that she used to transport in her bus. Also taught some of their parents. Kathy's basic job functions were to take care of all transportation duties, which include scheduling, class training, behind the wheel training, documenting, signing, keeping all the driver's records current, and making sure the information is on record. She made sure copies of the documents were in the hand of the drivers, the CHP, process time cards, scheduling after school and summer school needs, kept track of mileage, student counts, and putting all that in the computer for the district office. She communicated with Lone Tree, Bear River, Wheatland Elementary, and the county schools, including Virginia School, as well as Wheatland High School, on any changes that is needed to be taken care of. She helped organize field trip transportation, and she has made sure our buses have stayed beautiful and clean. Remember, ours are yellow and everybody else's are orange. Made sure that we have all updated equipment. She has successfully written grants that has allowed us to get many new buses at minimal costs, and I'm sure I have not listed all of what she has done for our district. Kathy has been a fabulous employee for our district, and she will be missed tremendously. She has always been there, been the get it done employee, and made this difficult job look easy. She could always be counted on to do what was necessary for our students and our community. Her expertise will be hard to replace. Kathy will be missed, and you know that we'll be calling you often, and we wish you a fabulous retirement. Good luck, and please stay in touch. Before you go anywhere, I would, we need a picture. And then I want to open up for anybody who has anything they'd like to say about Kathy. And make you stand up there a little longer. We'll get you. Yeah. Anybody have anything they would like to add? All the gate closures that happened at the last minute.
Yes. And she says, okay, we're ready. So thank you.
And thank you also, your sense of humor. In some really difficult situations, you chuckle and appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy, for all your years of service. And, you know, there's been good times and there's been not so good times, but you always handle it with such grace and such, you know, just so well. And it's not an easy job, and you've done a great job, and you're truly going to be missed. But we have a date, so you know.
No more random drug tests for Kathy. As a student and as a?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. Your position may get refilled, but you will never be replaced. We will miss you.
Right. Very much so.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, she's, yes. Of course.
Well, it always speaks volumes when people come on their day off or evening off, you know, to help honor someone they work with, and by the people that are here, you know, that speaks a lot.
So with that, I'll let you guys are more than welcome to stay for the rest of the board meeting, but if you want to get home to your families, now would be the time to make that exit.
She wants some pictures. Brenda wants pictures, so let her get her photo op with you.
Okay, well, the board can get up and get a picture with Kathy. That's not a problem. Yeah. You guys want to all come over here and then with Kathy? And, okay. For you. We're not getting them. I refuse to buy electric buses.
Your mechanic refuses to work on them.
Done deal. Okay, communication from the public on items not on the agenda. I know. She's writing. It's all you, huh?
Okay. Thank you. Hello. Let's see, we appreciate Kathy as well. I know a lot of times when I would just call
or send her an email or something. And I'm thinking, oh gosh, she's going to be mad at me for asking her this or that. But she was always very nice. And she goes, oh, no problem. We got this. So I appreciate her. You guys are losing a good one. We've had a lot of holiday stuff going on. I'm exhausted, but thrilled at the same time. It's been wonderful. We still do have some stocking stuffer toys and things like that, and I was just going to toss them over to Ms. Jacqueline. Ariel's over there now looking, so. Yeah. So that would be good for them. Also, in January is National Lego Day. And so on the 26th of January, we're going to have a big Lego kind of build-a-thon contest and things like that. So it'll be for ages 8 to 18. It'll be at our youth center from 3:30 to 5:30. And so it was a lot of fun last year. And so we're hoping to get cash prizes and stuff again this year from some of our local orgs. So, but it was a whole lot of fun. So put that on your calendar, and I'll send out the flyer as well. Let's see. We're also preparing for April, of course. That's the month of the military child and month of the child and autism awareness and all kinds of stuff. So we are going to have our big event, the Day for Kids. We'll be at the Youth Center. And that'll be the 26th of April. We love the 26th for some reason, I don't know. But that'll be the 26th. It'll be on a Friday. And it'll be from 4 to 7, and it'll be at the Youth Center. So I'll be sending out an invitation for you guys as well. We'd love you to come this year. The theme is Jump-a-Palooza. And I think, I'm not really sure, but anyway, I'm at the meetings, but I'm just going to know. But it has to do with, there's going to be trampolines, there's going to be a lot of really cool stuff. The kids can get into arts and crafts, just an array of fun things for everybody. So come on out. We'd love to have you guys. And I will make sure you guys all get all of the flyers and everything too. I don't know if California has decided they're purple up. They usually don't decide until like February. I had to call them like a lot before they figured it out. And then we picked a day ourselves. We just picked our own purple up day. Because you can do purple up any day in April. So also, I just want to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you guys celebrate, just have a great time and be safe out there. And let me know if you guys need anything, but I appreciate your help and I'm excited about the new year. There's some really cool stuff coming, so that's all I have. I think, any questions? I'm sorry, I'm not all myself yet. I've been battling something, but I'm not contagious. Dr. Sid, I'm not contagious.
Sit back there with Chad. Okay.
Thank you, Annette. Thank you. Any other communications?
I was here at the last board meeting when Nikki had asked some questions, and it didn't actually, it highlighted some things for me. She was asking about a leadership class, and it highlighted things to me as a parent, because I was like, wow, I hadn't necessarily heard that, and now I'm going to be paying attention to it. And my daughter is in the leadership class, and last Tuesday, she got in the car after a very scrappy, hard fought. I don't even remember if they won or lost at this point, but like lots of girls were crying. It was a lot of drama the whole time. And instead of getting in the car to talk about that, she said, Mom, I need to tell you about this really gross thing that we did today. And I said, okay, what was that? And she's like, well, we went through the lost and found, and we found kids' underwear that was dirty and all kinds of other stuff that just seemed kind of gross. And she's like, I didn't think that this is what I was doing leadership for. And my approach, like, I understand, like, we should be raising some tough country kids, and I've talked to Mr. Guzman about it, too. And I understand, like, you know what, I'm going to tell my kids, you want to go out and play with your friends? Yeah, you're going to have to do some dirty laundry and take care, you know, maybe pick up the dog poop, and then you get to go have fun. But also, I just, in learning that there, I guess, isn't a curriculum, I'm wondering if maybe we've lost a sense of focus or what we should be doing with the kids and what we should be showing them and what they should be learning. Because if they're doing something like that as a default because maybe there's not enough work for them to do because there's, from what I understand, more kids in that class than there are usually. I don't know. I guess I was kind of following up because Nikki was asking about it last time, and then this situation kind of came up coincidentally last week after it came up, and it was just something I was wanted to bring attention to, and I don't know.
In the future, what I would like to have in this particular house, or I would say this whole site, is the first mm-hmm. point where we can have the bringing it to my attention, but then too, we can kind of clarify what actually happened. So they were going through lost and found. There was not an order. We went through the table when they go in. If the students don't want to participate, they don't have to participate. But if you ever have questions about some of the activities, because it is a leadership class, and it is a community service-based class, so they do a lot of different activities.
Sure.
But there are things you can always.
Well, and I think that when there's very few grades, that their grades are participation, and going around and counting, you know, how many kids are participating in their
homework. But that's part of the elective.
Sure, but if that's what you're getting a grade on, do kids really feel comfortable saying, no, I don't want to participate
so
in that? Because,
can I just interrupt here? Yeah. I think this is a great conversation for you guys to have back
to have
at Bear River.
Sure.
Because it's really not a board related item. Nikki did request some information. It was sent out to the board about what leadership is and what they do and what committees they have. The reality of it is we have a number of electives that don't have a curriculum.
Right.
Our woodshop doesn't have a curriculum.
And they don't have
to,
right?
Right.
Like, there's not a state...
No, because they're electives.
If there's not a regulation that states that they need to have a curriculum, that's fine, and that's just how it is.
Right.
But if, you know, I just think about there's so many things that are going on that they could be helping out with.
And they do.
Yeah.
Even
in the community.
Yes.
So,
and
you know, before we're sorting, I mean.
They just helped the Lost and Found. All we were trying to do with the Lost and Found each year, and they help all the time with Lost and Found, and that's pretty common thing every year before the Christmas break and before the end of the year. We put the tables out front just because it's boxes. It's not just one item.
It's a lot.
Boxes of clothes that we do, and we want the parents to be able to see it, because a lot of times we don't even know what's missing. And then what doesn't get collected by the end of the year, we do take and we donate to the local churches so that they can recycle the clothing, because we can't keep it forever. The amount and the piles that go on is obscene, but it is hard for us, and we do put it out for the families to be able to see, because some of those families, I know that's $100 jacket that's sitting on that table, or that's a $40 sweatshirt, and so I want them to be able to visibly see it.
I left my jacket once, had to walk all the way back in the middle of the evening, and I never left my jacket again. I don't think kids would have to go back to the church.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why we do that, and they do help us hold it and do it, and we do have different committees that participate. But I'm happy to go over any of that and the activities that we do. How would you think you would follow the community?
No, they do, and I also have a hard time putting that in the leadership bucket, I guess. And not everybody agrees with that, not many some people do, and I didn't put it in. I appreciate that. I was just tagging along because I know that Nikki had asked about it, and
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other communications? Okay, onto the consent agenda. Any questions, comments, concerns about the consent agenda? If not, can I have a motion, please, to accept?
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
And a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. On to action item 5.1, adoption of the first interim report, budget revisions, and EPA certifications.
Okay, so I'm going to try and make this quick. First interim is exactly what it is. It's an update of the budget from what we knew in June when we passed the budget to what we know today. And then we'll do a second interim in March, which will be clearer than the first interim. And then the final in June. So we have a responsibility to get our first interim to the county by December 15th. That is tomorrow. So we will send them that off to them once it is approved. So here's the state update. We're being challenged to be conservative. We're being challenged because they're saying that COLA for next year is going to be 21% or even below when it was predicted to be 3.94. And they're telling us, which I think this is coming, that there's going to be a large reduction in one time. We all received a lot. The school districts, a lot of places received a lot of money during COVID, as you all are aware. And most of that has already had to have been spent, and they're not rolling out anymore, especially when they're already $65 billion in the hole in California, which is an astronomical number. So what our revenues look like at the first budget, we expected to get about $14.8 million, and right now we're looking at $15 million, so it's an increase of $195,000 at the fall. Reduction in COVID funding has caused the federal revenue to go down significantly, so we're going to be about $873,000 less than what was predicted because of COVID. Now, we do still have carryover that's going to help some of this, but there's not a lot of that because we haven't spent it. Other state money, we're expecting the budget was approved at 2.7, and now we're looking at 3.5. Most of that is grant money, and it's earmarked for specific things, so I'll report that's lottery funding. Other local revenues, so after school payments, special ed, SPC reimbursements, remember we do the SPC for Clovis Lake and ourselves, and we charge it out to Clovis Lake their portion. And then we have the Cal Shape grant, which is coming in and going out. That's the one that was fixing all the air conditioners across the district. And, we're expecting 1.5 million instead of 1.1. But a lot of that is the Cal Shape, and a lot of that just came in and provided that out to the company. So our total revenues went up by close to $500,000 based on expenditures. So certificate salaries, we're looking at about $8.8 million. Classified, 4.5 million. Employee benefits, this is the part of the hiring facility that people don't understand that it costs a lot of money. So if you're a STERS, which is our teachers, we have to pay 19.1% of their salary to STERS for their retirement. Classified as PERS, 25.37. Social Security, teachers don't typically, unless they've been here a long time, they don't get Social Security. Our health and welfare gap is $14,000 across the board. So benefits, we're spending about $6.3 million on benefits. That does include the medical benefits for all of the transferred to the child development program $25,000 every year, because they also, we account those students for impact aid, and the money comes into the district as a whole, and we transfer some of that out to run that program. That program is very concerning to me at this time, our preschool program, because of the influx of GK and the movement of the birth date to June. And so right now we have 3 and 4 year olds. It's likely that we're just gonna have 3 year olds. If you go below that, you have a different kind of preschool, so we'll have to see if that's what we want to do. So I would expect right now we have 6 classrooms. I would expect next year we might have 4. So our total expenditures, it was approved at $20 million, and it's really going to be more closer to $22 million. And I say this every time. This is the budget, and it's not accurate, because it's what you're predicting. And we typically never spend what we say we're going to. So the difference there is $1.8 million. So overall, I think our budget is looking fine for this year. Last year, we had a difference of over $2.9 million, and we ended up being on good. So at $1.8 million, it's likely we'll be on good, but we really need to be conservative with what we're spending, other than what we obviously receive the COLA and what we're going to transfer the employees and stuff. But we do need to be careful about big purchases in the next couple of years because of where the budget could go. It's interesting to me that California $5 billion, maybe $65 billion in the hole, but we're at like 3% unemployment, which is the lowest it's ever been. So I think it's the big money people have left California or are spending the money. So anyways, any questions about first responders?
Okay, if there are no questions, can I have a motion to accept the revised budget's interim report?
So moved.
And second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, passes. On to developer fee justification study.
So last year, I brought to you an increase in the developer fees, and it was approved. The state is looking at increasing developer fees again. It will likely be in February that they will increase. At that point, we have to have done a justification study to meet what they say we can now charge. So for years, we were a little bit lower than what the state said, and we got caught up last year in April when it was approved. So this is just asking for your permission to do the justification study. It'll cost somewhere in around $4,000 to $5,000. It'll come out of developer fee money to pay for it, and then that will give us the ability to go with the higher rate when it comes out in February.
And you don't have to just bond to
no.
Pay for things if our developers were getting what we're supposed to be getting, and have to jump right on that bandwagon.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw the post, I'm sure. I actually commented today on the post because I was a little perturbed by somebody whose wife used to work for us and now works at the high school saying that the district that's doing what they should for kids should be the one that everybody combines with. So I just wrote on there, yeah, all three of us are doing great things for kids. So